Hello. I will tell you a little bit about the Latina School 2015, a brief introduction to that. I am Professor Helge Høvik at Latina Lab at Oslo and Akershus University College. Let us take a brief look at the structure of this course. And we call it Latina Schools because, in plural, because you can combine different components in different ways, so there are more different kind of options for you to choose among. And the most important is, of course, the open online course running from early March until the middle of June. And everybody is invited. It doesn't cost anything, so everybody can participate there. And then when you have taken the online course, it is also possible to join one of several residential workshops. And one of them will be in Oslo in June 2015, from June 20th to July 4th. That is part of the summer school that is organized at Oslo and Akershus University College every year, as the Latina courses have been in the past. But this year it's also possible to take another residential course here in Cape Town in South Africa in August, or in Beijing in China in October. So we use the same material online for these three face-to-face events. And people from these two other places will also participate in Oslo so that they can be assistant teachers, group leaders, and so on and so forth, in a process leading to a system of training of trainers and network building. So this is kind of comprehensive approach to the whole thing. Now, let's take a brief look at the open online course, how that is organized. So we follow the MOOC fashion. You have a course, you have several lessons. The lessons have topics. There might be some interaction program there, pedagogical program, the interaction quizzes and things like that on several levels. And here is an example you have from an earlier course. You have an introduction, you have some pictures, and then you have all these lectures marked in green here that you follow, and you mark them as finished, and then you can go on to the next lesson, the next topic. So here they are. But in addition to that, we have also material that you can download in the EPUB format, and also there's a digital magazine online with more additional reading material, but that's not so core to the course itself. So I will not go so much into the interaction part, the quizzes, just mentioned briefly, because this you can read and learn about in the courses. So we go briefly through this. But what is important for us is that you have some material for the quiz, in this case about photography. And then you are posed some questions. It might be multiple choice question. Maybe you can sort and compare things. There are various ways of doing it so that it doesn't become too boring to answer these questions. And then at the end of the section, these quizzes, may get an overview, so you can have a sort of recap of what you've been through. The courses used to be one comprehensive offer that went through the whole spring, but this year we have divided in five different modules so that there will be one module running in March, and that will be about perspectives of the past, of how things are now, and how things we think will develop in the future in terms of e-learning. And then that is followed by a period of April and May, where we have three different mini courses about audiovisuals, like making a video like you see now, about numericals, and about e-publishing in the EPUB format. And then finally in June, there's going to be a session on interaction and quizzes. So these three modules here, you can choose two of them. Of course, you're welcome to take all three, but the requirement is that you take the first one, that's obligatory, then the next two, you choose two out of three, and then the final one in order to come to the face-to-face sessions. And for each module, for each mini course, there is an assignment for you to test your knowledge. So in the first, in March, past now, future, we ask you to write a short essay, you know, like 1.5, 2 pages is not a big deal. It will be based on 3 classical texts in the history of the development of the web. And then audiovisuals, that course will require you to create a small video, 3 to 5 minutes, or maybe a digital story having still images with audio captions, so there is a kind of cinematic effect to it. And then we have the numericals in that course. We ask you to make a small spreadsheet with a graph and have an audio caption explaining what the graph is all about. And then for e-publishing, you're asked to make a small booklet in the EPUB format. And finally, the interaction module, we ask you to create a small quiz, either as a draft or as a full-blown quiz on the web. For those people who do not attend one of the face-to-face sessions, that's it. Or you can bring it with you. And we work through those quizzes when we meet. That's basically it. This picture was taken in the summer of 2014, and we had a very good time together, those who came. And for this year, we also wish you very much welcome. Thank you for your attention.